Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.38, it's good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning, Audrey. Big game in the Premier Division of the SSE or Tristan League last night. Top of the table clash between Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers. And after all the big build-up, it finished scoreless. Shells had to dig deep in the end, sending off of Shane Farrell. But they earned their point and a welcome one of that as well, because it comes off the back of two defeats. So they remain on top. Rovers second, 3 points off the top spot, but they do have a game in hand. Let's hear from the Rovers manager, Stephen Bradley, who's been speaking to Tony O'Donoghue.
Are you happy with a point, or considering that they were down to 10 men for the last 15 or so, could you have gone on to get another three?
Yeah, I think we had some half chances, to be fair, but look, the players did extremely well when you consider the pitch is horrendous, you know, probably one of the worst I've seen. So the players did well, they keep trying to play and keep trying to create. It's hard then, they drop back to the edge of the box, obviously with 10 men and crowd the box. But there was a few half chances that maybe we could have been better at, but no, we take a point and we move on.
When you look at the last three games, though, Sligo, Derry and Shelburne, and you've come away with 7 points?
Oh, yeah, well, we shouldn't be surprised, don't we? This team has been the best team in the country for 5 years. You know, it's not a fluke. You go into big games and go away from home and win games. That's what they do. They're down bodies. They just keep getting home. They were very good tonight. We hit the crossbar, had half chances. Another night, we win it.
A game with the passion you'd expect, I suppose, from a Dublin derby. A lot of yellow cards. Did you get one as well as Damien Duff?
Yeah, both of us got one, yeah. I'm not too sure why, to be honest with you. I thought they're having a huddle, our player goes over to listen to it, and the linesman comes over and pushes our players away, which is incredibly strange. You know, they're on the pitch. There's no reason to push them. I wasn't happy with that. He needs to keep his hands off our players, you know.
There was a nice moment, though, when you hugged Damien. Was that to stop him getting a second yellow?
I'm not sure what that was, to be honest. Yeah, we were just having a little bit of argy-bargy, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah, best friends at the end of it all. Great game, two great rivals. I think these two are going to go all the way. Shell's certainly going to push Rovers. Rovers having injury problems at the minute, but nil-all draw. Derry got back on track, 3-1 win at home to St Patrick's Athletic, and another stalemate at the Showgrounds between Sligo Rovers and Galway United. That finished scoreless. One big game in the English Championship last night. Leeds beat Middlesbrough 4-3. Roisin Urine won a gold medal in the 100-metre breaststroke final at the European Championships in Madeira. That win follows her silver medal on Sunday. Leinster are hopeful Hugo Keenan and Gary Ringrose will be fit for their Champions Cup semi-final against Northampton. Ringrose recovering from a shoulder issue. He picked it up in the Six Nations towards the end of that campaign, and Keenan injured his hip during the quarter-final victory against La Rochelle. Connacht hope Mac Hansen will return from injury in time for their URC game against Munster on the 11th of May. He dislocated his shoulder against Munster just at the turn of the year. Pete Wilkins is the Connacht coach.
I know we'd previously mentioned Mac Hansen and Byron Ralston possibly back for this weekend. I think they're going to be another game before they're available, and again, nothing untoward there. It's just making sure they've got the base level of fitness that they're set up to perform. So outside of that, no, we've got a clean bill of health.
And Connacht's game against Dragons on Saturday is live on RTÉ2 at 8 o'clock. Another big seed out of the World Snooker Championship, Mark Selby lost to debutant Joe O'Connor 10-6. And racing today in Tipperary goes ahead on the National Hunt track from 1:50, but Thursday's meeting on the flat has been postponed. Also action at Goran Park from 4.
Great stuff, thank you very much, Darren. It's 19 minutes to 8.